started in the 1400s, the Russian monarchy was based on the second letter to Thessalonians, where Paul speaks of a restrainer who holds back evil. As long as there was a Christian czar on earth, the dark powers of the Antichrist would not come to power. Symphonia is the Orthodox relationship between the church and the state, where the state protects the church and the church protects the state from falling into sin and heresy. In 1916, after the Russian Civil War, known as the Time of Troubles, the Russians elected Michael Romanov, 16 years of age, as Tsar of Russia, and the Romanov family ruled from 1613 until 1917. During this period, Russia prospered. They became more focused on Christianity and promoted it worldwide through missionary work. While Christianity was the main religion, there were Jews, Muslims, and pagans who were free to practice their own religion. The only religion that was made illegal was the Talmudic worshiping Jews, because the Talmudic traditions were seen as anti-Christian and in complete opposition of their spiritual goals. These anti-Christian philosophies infiltrated the country when Freemasonry migrated to Russia in the mid-1700s. The Freemasons taught that the traditional Christian values upheld by the dynasty were outdated and were keeping Russia from competing with the West. Liberal ideas were introduced, such as misogyny, because women weren't allowed to be Freemasons, which became so popular that if you were a noble person, you had to be a Freemason. And Freemasonry taught that all religions can be one, and therefore the Russian Orthodox Symphonia must be abolished. The Tsar stood strongly against this, and so the idea of revolution was introduced. During the industrialization of the 1800s, factories became home to Masonic revolutionary ideas, and in 1917, the revolution began, and the royal family was taken prisoner. The family was taken from their home to a stone house several miles away on the highest point of the Ural Mountains, called Ascension Hill, and murdered. According to the official narrative, they were executed by a firing squad in the basement, but according to the evidence, they were murdered in a very dark ritual manner. According to the investigation of the Orthodox Church, the murderers themselves, and the material evidence, this is what happened on the night of July 17, 1918. The stone house was known by the Bolsheviks to be a place where evil acts have taken place in the past. It was prepared ahead of time, and the murder involved 11 assassins and 11 victims: the Tsar, his wife, the four daughters, the son, and four servants. The number 11 is believed to be based on the 11 apostles who remained after Judas betrayed Christ. These 11 people were taken into the basement. They were shot in the knees, and they were stabbed with bayonets. And during all of this, their mouths were gagged to quiet their screams. In their memoirs, the murderers wrote it was so bad that they were vomiting. The bodies were then wrapped up in white linen, placed into the back of a truck, and kept alive as they were driven to a swampy area outside of the city. They were finally murdered by being hung upside down to drain their blood. They were beheaded, their teeth removed, and their bodies chopped into pieces. The body parts were partially dissolved in acid and then burned. Eggs were boiled, sprinkled with ash from the burnt linens, which were soaked in royal blood, and consumed at the crime scene. The Tsar's head was placed into a jar, preserved in alcohol, and shipped to Moscow. In the 1920s, the Romanov family diaries were released by the Bolsheviks. They showed the Tsar to be an honorable man, highly intelligent involving political affairs, and a devout Christian. As if part of the ritual, this brought shame to the Russian people, who were turned against the Tsar through Marxist propaganda. The Federal Reserve System, the Rothschilds, and the British Roundtable opposed the Tsar and the traditional Christian policies that stood in the way of their plans for world domination. And many Russians see the murder of Tsar Nicholas II as a necessary precursor to the New World Order, which began proliferating after his death. Tsar Nicholas II is now a saint in the Russian Orthodox Church, and millions of Russian Orthodox Christians believe they need to repent for allowing the dynasty to be destroyed. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.